Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Vaccine passports are coming to the United States. In many ways, they're already here. New York's already pushing theirs out. But Joe Biden announced today they're looking at a federal version of the vaccine passport. This is bad. This is bad. This is really, really, really bad. I should turn that into a song. This is horrible, folks. Okay. It's putting a Jude star, yellow Jude star on us, whether we're Jewish or not. I'm going to be talking about that today. But more importantly, I'm going to be talking about how we need to react because we can't wait. This isn't something where it's like, okay, so when it comes, we're going to do this. Folks, we need to act right now. There's no waiting. We need to get this is top priority. And I'll explain why. And then I'll explain how. But first, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. Two mics, they've been doing a fantastic job of putting out these shows. So we're going to take it, and I'm sticking to the format of one topic, okay? We are going to focus on the single topic of vaccine passports. But the two mics news update has been so popular, and we always put at the end. I'm not going to put at the end today. We're going to actually put in the middle. I'm going to take my one topic and split it into two segments. It's going to be fun stuff, so listen for that. That's coming up right after I play some really cool music. So the White House started pushing vaccine passports. We're going to talk about that and what we need to do to stop it. Let's go straight to the news, though. Man, so much news. It's out there. Trendingpolitics.com. Kyle Becker. He's a journalist. It's sad. I've only recently discovered him. The dude is on fire. Okay, Kyle Becker. If you don't know the name, then you should. If you do know the name, then you're probably laughing at me for not knowing the name until very recently. I should have known. His post over at trendingpolitics.com says the Biden administration. Pardon me. I'm so excited about Kyle Becker's story. I'm like giddy. I can't even talk. Cough, cough. Drink some Freedom First coffee. Founders blend. All right. The Biden administration is set to launch a COVID passport that would track Americans that took the vaccine despite warnings by civil rights advocates. This is a quote from the Washington Post. The Biden administration and private companies are working to develop a standard way of handling credentials, often referred to as vaccine passports, that would allow Americans to prove they have been vaccinated against the novel coronavirus as businesses try to reopen. The effort has gained momentum amid President Biden's pledge that the nation would start to regain normalcy this summer, and with a growing number of companies, from cruise lines to sports teams, saying they will require proof of vaccination before opening their doors again. The administration's initiative has been driven largely by arms of the Department of Health and Human Services, including an office devoted to health information technology, said five officials who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the effort. Oh, good old Washington Post getting their anonymous sources. Our role is to help ensure that any solution in this area should be simple, free, open source, accessible to people both digitally and on paper, and designed from the start to protect people's privacy. Oh, goodness. I can't believe it's come to this. So let's first look at a few facts. Pick a number somewhere between 99 and 100. That's the survival rate of this disease. Now, that's not good, but it's not bad. I mean, I don't know what is the limit to when we start giving up our rights. 10% fatality rate? 20, 30, 50? I can see it then. I really can. But if you're under the age of 40, I think the latest numbers show it's like a 99.97% survival rate. I mean, it's literally, you have a, especially for children, children have a higher death rate from the flu. We weren't forcing these shutdowns over the flu. We weren't forcing people to prove they've been vaccinated, or even forcing them to get vaccinated in the first place. I want to be clear. I'm not a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, okay? I am a vaccine information proponent, okay? I'm a vaccine, I guess you could say, rights proponent. I believe that people who want to take the vaccine or who want their children to take vaccines should be allowed to take vaccines, just like they should be allowed to take aspirin or smoke pot. But I do not believe that people should be forced to take vaccines. The whole purpose of a vaccine, as they say, is to prevent or slow or stop diseases. So the people who are vaccinated shouldn't be fearful of the people who are not. The other ones, the people who are not vaccinated, we're the ones who are in danger, right? Oh, but you're endangering us because it's not 100%. Again, 99% fatality rate. We're probably, and I'm not a medical doctor, stayed up front, but we are probably, from what I've heard, approaching a level of herd immunity, at least for the first strain of COVID-19 in this nation. Can't tell, because there's many reasons why we can't tell. We could if we wanted to, but apparently the powers that be don't want to. And now we know why. We've known why for a while. They want this vaccine out there. I've been trying to get, and I will get, it will, we're going to get her. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be joining us at some point. Tomorrow we'll be interviewing Lieutenant General Tom McInerney with information that he has on it. We've been trying to get Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the show. Somebody who knows their people, please tell them, talk to us. I know that we're not a left-leaning organization, that we're very conservative, but we need to hear the information too. I'm not against talking to Democrats or leftists or anybody. I just want information. I want knowledge. Okay? I'll be friendly. I'm not going to go rip on environmentalism or whatever it is. Okay? Our audience needs to hear the truth just as much as the left-leaning audience does. Mr. Kennedy Jr., somebody get that message to him. But yeah, so I'm not militantly against vaccines. I'm militantly against vaccine mandates. I'm very, very, very much against these vaccine passports. And you might say, well, you know, what's the big deal? Shouldn't people have the right to do that? Yeah, okay, great. You know, yeah, businesses should have the right to say, okay, prove that you've gotten the vaccine in order to do business here or to work here. Okay, that's, you know, again, I can almost appreciate that. I disagree with it. Okay, I disagree with them making that mandate, but it's their business, so I can support that. When the mandates start coming from government, that's when we need to get terrified. This is the difference, okay? This is what makes a difference. This vaccine passport makes it essentially too easy to omit people, too easy to refuse people the products and services and entry that they want. Hopefully, I'm assuming, I shouldn't assume this, I'm assuming that this won't affect people from receiving the goods or services that they need. I mean, if this gets to the point where you can't buy groceries if you don't have the vaccine passport, okay, now we're starting to get into some really creepy, you know, semi Book of Revelation type of stuff. I've pushed against that. People are like, oh, you know, this vaccine is going to be the mark of the beast. Okay, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. You know, you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. Okay, maybe, maybe not. I've heard too many things over the years. Okay, it's going to be the RFID chips. It's going to be the barcodes. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. It's always going to be. Look, folks, two things, and this is something that I won't say that I'm dogmatic about, but I'm pretty close. Yeah, I believe that when the mark presents itself, that it will be clear what you're getting into. It's not going to be, you know, people aren't going to, they're not going to go knock on church doors and say, okay, we're here to, for the happy butterfly mark. You know, you take this butterfly mark and it'll just show that you're allowed to enter the carnival. Oh no, look, you got conned. You got the mark of the beast. You're screwed. No, I don't think it's going to be like that. I think they're going to be very plain and open about it. And maybe that's how this gets rolled out. Maybe this does turn into it. I don't think it does. I don't think it will. But we'll see. Either way, I don't care. And people keep talking about civil liberties. It's not just about civil liberties, folks. I mean, the very basis, the idea behind this, it just reeks of classification, of bigotry. Okay? It reeks of fascism. It's funny how the left always talks about being anti-fascist. This is fascism. That's what this is. You must have your papers. You have to be able to prove that a disease that, again, I'm not one who downplays the severity of COVID-19. I'm not one who downplays the death rates. I just go with the numbers. The numbers don't scare me. If this had like a 10% death rate, okay, maybe I'm getting concerned. You know, 1 out of 10 people dying, yeah, okay. Maybe we should start getting a little bit more cautious. Maybe we should consider lockdowns. But at this, no. Schools should be open. Businesses should be open. All of them. You want to wear a face mask to protect yourself? Please. You can do that. You can do that. Stop mandating this. Stop mandating, you know, this is, let me just cut to the chase because I'm going to get into full-blown rant mode. A national vaccine passport is the gateway to mandatory vaccinations, either by decree or de facto. And if you don't see that, then stay tuned this week because we've got some interviews that will demonstrate exactly that. I'm going to, when we return from the break, we'll have the two mics. But then I'm going to come back and talk to you about what we need to do, because this isn't just a matter of, oh, you know, podcasting ranting guy from Knock Report says vaccines are bad, you know, and the vaccine passport's bad. We need to act. I'm going to give you guys some ideas on what we can do and what we need to do, what we must do to stop this. So I'll be right back. Oh, no, I shouldn't say I'll be right back. I will be right back, but I'll be back after this mid-show update from the two mics.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, you're back on with two mics, Dr. Michael Scioria, Colonel Mike, for a Knock Report update. And lots in the news, as always. But we started off with, what do all these countries have in common? Russia, Philippines, Turkey, Pakistan, Hungary. What do they all have in common, Dr. Mike? Do you know? And Israel. And Israel.
They all start with the same letter.
No.
I bet that they're the countries that have banned the entry of George Soros to their territory.
That's it. Three cigars and a shot of Miller High Life.
There you go.
I don't want to give you any Bud Dumber because that Budweiser is not as good as that. Well, listen, we're back on the Knock Report update. Lots in the news. KnockReport.com, J.D. Rucker. And you'll find us up there, the Two Mike Show, Dr. Mike and Colonel Mike. You'll find us on Apple, Rumble. You'll find us on almost every platform. Dr. Mike, we're still in the top 50, buddy.
Yes. Well, we work hard. We work hard. We're old coal miners, you know, and we never want to go back to chipping away at those holes in the ground. So we're going to keep working.
Well, let's go a little bit outside the Beltway for a second.
All right.
Outside the Beltway, just about, I guess, I don't know, 30 miles, maybe 35 miles north of the Beltway, where they have one of the greatest sheriffs in Maryland. Lucky, believe it or not, they are lucky. Frederick Maryland was on TV, local TV last night, saluting the new HHS pick, the LGBTQ. And I think they got two more letters coming in. So pretty soon it'll be half the alphabet. But they have announced that they're really very happy about the pick. And finally, that the LGBT community will have a seat at the table. Now, yeah. I don't know where they were, what seat they were in, musical chairs, what table they were at, what room they were in. But as far as I'm concerned, I've been hearing about LGBTQ for a long time.
Yeah. And so they must have missed the point that that guy or woman or whatever he is, he thinks it's okay if 6 and 7 year olds want to change their sex. Mm-hmm. And now we have him in charge of public health in the United States. I mean, he may not be as bad as Fauci, but he's a little demented. Or she. Or
used to be.
It's hard to have a conversation these days, Colonel, with trying to remember that there are 41 and 0.3 genders, and the 0.3 one is growing into a full one, so then there'll be 44.
It's like an amoeba.
Oh.
But it used to be you were coming out of the closet. Now they're coming out of the warehouse.
Yeah. it's like a little factory.
Yeah, so that was the great Frederick Maryland. That was like one of the last holdouts, you know, north of Montgomery County. It was called Frederick County. It's called Frederick County. And like I said, you got to just take from Montgomery County, PG County, all the way up into Baltimore and just, you know, section it off and then just let Eastern Maryland be another state in Allegheny and Garrett County to the west, you know, Cumberland and so on, which is beautiful mountains and lakes and rivers. That should be another state. They should just do a breakaway secession. When you mentioned Fauci, Dr. Fauci, by the way.
Yes. And
news today breaks. Guess what? Hidden secret from the guy that runs Twitter, who looks like the Unabomber. He has Fauci's daughter in there as a technician of some kind.
Just a coincidence. Colonel, you don't believe in enough coincidences.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you have actually worked in your lifetime and seen what goes on in the world of people. And so it's hard for you to appreciate that everything is coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're coming along. It's so ridiculous.
Also, the number that Fauci and his comrades, they own so many patents and vaccines and the multi-million dollars that these guys are worth, you know, pushing these vaccines that are not vaccines. And again, you know, they got mercury in them. They got maybe STP transmission fluid. Who knows what they got in there? You know what I mean? They got all kinds of stuff in these anti-vaxxers. And Twitter and Facebook, naturally, they ban a guy like Robert Kennedy Jr. And this is crazy because Robert Kennedy was one of the heroes of the Democratic Party back in, what was it, the 60s, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, well, so this guy was a shining light for the Democratic Party until he started questioning the utility of vaccinations. And then he became the enemy. Because the real knight in shining armor for the Democratic Party are the pharmaceutical people.
Exactly. Now, yeah. Big Pharma, it's like Big Pharma, and there's another big, they have another big out there now, not just Pharma.
everybody has a big label, you know?
Yeah.
And the big, you get the big label by how much you donate to the lobbyist or you donate to the Congress. Oh, another in Best Virginia News today, we have another update. Senator Joe Manchin, who everybody thought, oh boy, he's going to be the guy. That's the guy. Joey's going to stand strong for the Second Amendment. Well, it was easy to buy him up. They gave his wife a job of an agency that runs $170 million that should have been closed down, I guess, years ago. It's called the Appalachian Regional, whatever you want to call it. And it takes care of all those states from like deep south all the way up to Maine, the Appalachian Regional organization. His wife is now the co-chair. Isn't that nice?
Another coincidence that you're making into something, you know.
It's just like, you know, we couldn't find anybody. Yeah. You know, I was available. I was available. I was at the mountaintop. I was available in my cabin. I had my cabin. They could have called me. Hey, Colonel Mike, you need a job? Can you help us out here? It's only about $180,000 a year plus the benefits. Nobody called
Whatever graft you can get.
Yeah, nobody called me. I mean, look, it's right in my backyard. I mean, it's what do you call it? The wheelhouse, right in my wheelhouse, you know? I could come out of the cabin and look at the bears and say, hey, guys, got to leave. See you next month. And just go down the road, have a Zoom meeting, right? Have a Zoom meeting, get my check every month, you know? But Joe Manchin is he's a local good old boy. And I'm sure Kamala and Nancy and Mitch and everybody, they said, hey, Joe, this is what we got on the table. Take her to leave it. And, you know, Joe's not one to leave anything, nothing on. There's no crumbs on his table.
No.
You remember his daughter, right? Don't you, Mike? Remember Dr. Mike?
She was involved with it was at
Big Farmer. Big Farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her company, they made her.
EpiPens.
Yeah, she was her
was company. Was it EpiPens?
Yes, Epi's. Epi's.
Yeah.
I think his daughter was like a bigwig. She was either a CEO or COO, you know, and like. I think the average salary for somebody in that level at that point in time or of that job was like $1.6 million, you know, a year. You know what I mean? Show up for the meeting, board meeting, whatever, fly her out of the Gulfstream and put some carbon credit out there. But I think her paycheck with the bonuses, I can't even say it. I can't even say it. If I say it, I may vomit. It's double. Yeah. It's double digit millions.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with the fact that it was Joe's daughter. She just had the talent. There was nobody. Again, I wasn't available. You weren't available. So they had to go to Joe's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So the whole thing is just a sham. What they're doing is they're bankrupting our country on high speed. They're using what I would call a 800 mile per hour horsepower engine to bring us to the brink of bankruptcy, raise our hands up and say, we surrender. Come in and rescue us. And okay, well, we won't be full-blown communists. We'll just be like, we'll be, you know, quasi-communist nation.
You know, okay. Colonel, before we close here, we talked in a previous update about Major League Baseball.
Oh, yes. Let's take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, to take the All-Star game out of Atlanta this year because the Georgia state government is removing dead people from the voter lists. And MLB regards that as voter suppression. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I think there's a natural follow-on to that that's going to happen this summer. For a long time now, probably 20 years, baseball fans have voted for the people who were going to be on the All-Star teams.
Okay.
And millions and millions of votes come in, and people from all over the country, they get their ballots at, you know, in the ballpark, or they get them somewhere else, or they get them on off the internet, and they vote for their favorites, and sometimes they're the best, sometimes they're just local heroes. But this year, they've set the stage now. If there's a white guy that happens to get on an All-Star team,
and like a
black guy or a Latino or an Asian finishes second to him, my God, that's got to be voter suppression. They suppress.
Mike, I got to put you up to date, Mike. We're old guys. It's not a black guy, a Latino, or brown, or whatever. It's POC, bro. You got to get up with it. It's a POC, people of color.
Oh, now, you know what I think? They want all of these things to you know, they're black is best, Hispanic is best, people of color are best. Well, I suppose then if that's the way they want it, I'm certainly in favor of whites being the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should go quietly into that good night. They're driving this country into a racial conflict that someone will have to win. And
I decoded what you were saying while you were saying it. Again, Mike, acronym time. Think about this. MLB, Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah.
Now, think about this on a Q or Charlie Ward level. MLB, BLM.
What oh, boy. That? More codes. Oh, God. That was a trained intelligence officer, and I didn't get that one.
I was an in-case officer. In case you need me, call me. Someone asked me one time, Mike, what did you really do in Southeast Asia? And I said, I was an in-case officer. In case you need me, I'm there. In case you need me to get there, I'll get there. In case you need me while I'm there, give me a call. So I was always an in-case officer.
Yeah, but you also got that marvelous stuffed crocodile collection, too.
Yeah. Well, they have the crocodiles, believe it or not, they had better nutrients than most people.
I also heard you ran fishing boats, but I'm not sure about that.
No, I didn't run them. I heard about them. They were great tours. They were super tours. They were what they would call EU tours. And when you went on one of those EU tours, sometimes the rough water just took you out and you never came home.
You never came home. Yeah, well, it was an adventure while it lasted.
A lot of capsizing on those EU tours, you know? But I'll be honest with you. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, Colonel Mike, can you tell us? I said, sure, I could tell you anything you want to know. Only what I could tell you. But I can't tell you everything. Okay. And I just said I was an in-case officer, and I think that was an appropriate answer. Don't you think so, Mike? As a CIA analyst, wouldn't you say that's a proper answer?
I say that, yes, of course. But you also told me that your career was spent playing third base for the Texas Rangers. So, I don't know.
I had to have a good cover.
Yeah.
I couldn't use one of those knock cards. By the way, we are on the knock report. That's what you're doing, an update with the knock report. But in our world, knock meant a whole different thing than NOQ, Mike.
Yes. Yes, it did.
It was non-official cover. And you always had a card that everybody knew you were undercover. No matter where you put that business card out, they said, oh, are you an agent? No, I'm running the railroad for Warren Buffett.
Colonel.
Nothing to do this stuff.
I always thought that knock was just an acronym for knockwurst.
That was the KNO.
Oh,
it was an NOC. There's an NOQ. And then there's, you know, some of my closest friends, Mike, I was really good. I got to be honest with you. Some of my closest friends had no idea. They had no idea I was in case. They never knew. They would say, wow, you really like it over there. You know, you must like it. As well, you know, it's nice. It's tropical. The food is good. The service, the hotels are good. You know, I like culture. By the way, I remember the name of that guy, the book, Somerset Maugham.
Somerset Maugham, that's right.
Somerset Maugham, that was the guy, Mike. He was the major. I mean, gosh, he wrote so many great. And you know what? He's classic, like Agatha Christie is classic, you know?
Yeah.
You would sit in a lounge. I used to stay at this hotel once in a while. It was on the river, really famous hotel in Asia called the Oriental. Now they have lots of them. But this was like built, I guess, in the 1800s. You know, on the Chao Phraya River in Thailand, they had one of the greatest, finest library rooms, Mike. Beautiful, with those old-fashioned fans, you know, like you see in a Peter Lorre movie. And you sit there and read and have a cognac, a cigar, or a drink, or whatever, you know, cocktail. And boy, they have a good collection of his books, you know, because he did a lot of Far East travel back in his day, you know.
Well, as did you.
Yes, and yes, I wish we could travel a little more now and, you know, leave state to state. By the way, just an update for our knock report people on the freedomfirstnetwork.com. That's freedomfirstnetwork.com, knockreport.com, freedomfirstcoffee.com, and our own personal Twitter, FFN, frankfranknancy.locals.com. Just an update in case you decide, and I don't think our listeners are big on it, but just in case you decide to get one of those COVID make-believe vaccines called the mRNA, Office Depot and Staples will now laminate it free. How's that? You can get a laminated free card on your way to death. Yeah. So in case you're thinking of getting one of those, I don't even know what you'd call it, Mike. Anti-vax? What is it? What is it?
I don't know. They're calling them passports, I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
The vaccine passport. See, they put it in your head so that when they're going to say, well, you go traveling. Do you have the vaccine passport? Yeah, it's my middle finger. And see my left hand, the fist is clenched. This is the punch in the face. Get out of my way. Yeah. By the way, we have an open border and nobody's getting checked except for, you know, whatever paperwork. But yet you're still going to have TSA operating at the airports. You know that.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of it before, but on this stuff. But I wonder why nobody demanded that people who refuse to get the polio vaccine be singled out for, some kind of an emblem to wear because they weren't vaccinated.
When that's right. Clearly, polio, you remember, Mike, you remember the polio vaccine used to give you like a wart. You remember that on your skin? Did you get that?
No, I got the vaccine, but I don't remember anything about a wart.
Yeah, well, some people have like a wart or a mole permanently, and others look like they have a giant freckle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But now they want you to make you get a vaccine for a sickness that 99.9% of the people survive. Right. There's something odd about that.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is? They have extra aluminum. They have extra antifreeze. They have extra baby fetal parts of the baby from China. They have used furniture, wood chips. They have potato chips. They have some wheel bearing grease, you know, wheel bearings that they chop up together. And Gates's factory, you know, manufactures it. He does that special, I guess it's a Microsoftus or something. And they manufacture it. They put it in that thing. And then about 3 days later, when your eyeballs pop it on the left side and it looks like a blinker in a car, you realize that something's wrong with the vaccine, you know?
Well, I would bet you that every leading person who claims to have been inoculated and who we saw inoculated, Biden, Trump, Fauci, Burks, Cuomo. I'll bet you if they did a medical test, they would find no sign of that vaccination in their body.
You know what, Dr. Mike, you're right, because in Hollywood, they have syringes, right?
You know? Yeah.
And when you know, like in the movie, it looks like you're going to hit them with the syringe and that needle goes in. It recesses. Okay. Yeah. So it looks like you got hit with it, but it's like, but nothing happens. It's just like a plastic thing. And guess what? Somebody had a YouTube up about that. They showed somebody where the thing, when they took the syringe away from the arm, the needle popped out. So it was a retractable needle. You're right. You hit it right on the head, Doc.
I'll bet all the members of the club that want to rule us as tyrants, there was nothing in the needle or nothing to inject except the.
But I bet you when the time comes, I bet you when the time comes, there'll be wood on the stickball bat and they're going to know what their head feels like. Well, or they may be the all-star game.
Yeah. It's good to end on a happy note.
Well, anyway, that's it for two mics. Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike. I almost forgot my name for a minute. You believe that? Two mics, Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, that are then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
Oh, yeah, that was fabulous. As always, they just, I mean, look, I'm surrounded by people that are so much better and smarter than me. It makes me look good. Vaccine passports are coming up. It is time. It is time to fight. I'm not talking about, you know, necessarily armed this or whatever. But this must be made a priority. This is going to be touched on, and this is going to be propagandized. They're going to sell this to the American people, the idea of vaccine passports. They're going to do it in a way that is incremental. In other words, it's not really that. They're going to try to sell it to you like it's not that big of a deal. You know, they're going to try to push it like, folks, this is what's necessary. Just like they said, it's necessary to 15 days to slow the spread. And that's the baseline. We fell for that. 15 days to slow the spread. Now it's been over a year. They're going to try to do the same thing, folks. It's just a vaccine passport. It just shows that you've done your civic duty to protect yourself and others from the disease that has a 99.97% survival rate for anyone under the age of 40. This is how it starts. They get us to do this. They get us to do whatever. So we need to fight back. Number one, we have to let them know. We know we have a show called Noncompliant America. Now I've brought the show over. I put it on hiatus until we can find a new show host. I was doing it simultaneously with this one. Instead, I'm just going to put those episodes in here. This would be one of those episodes, okay, about noncompliance, because this is where we need to exercise one of, or all of, we'll say 4 out of 5 of our attempts to be noncompliant. We cannot comply, period. Must not comply, because this is, you know, people often use the term slippery slope. Okay, this is the slippery slope. Usually when people say, oh, that's a slippery slope, this is a slippery slope, we're slippering and on the sloping and the slope, slipper slope. Usually when they say that, it's not really that slippery of a slope. It's maybe there's a risk there. Okay. This is a slippery slope and it's a slippery slope that's unavoidable. Once we start down this road, there's no way to turn back. We can't fight this. Once they get embedded, once they get this passed, if they normalize vaccine passports, we're done. We're done as a nation. You might say, oh my gosh, it's just a vaccine passport. That's not the point. The point is that if they can get us to accept vaccine passports, if they can sneak that by us, they can sneak anything by us, and they know it. They know it. So step one, let people know. Okay, we'll start at the lowest level and work our way up. Step one for noncompliance, let people know. And that means your representatives at the city, state, and federal levels, county levels too. Let them know you're against it. Let people know that they need to let them know. Let your friends, relatives, everybody, anybody on Gab, Parler, wherever you are, Twitter if you're still there, Facebook. Let people know they need to speak out. Share this. Share the news. Share whatever news every day. This is so important, folks. I cannot stress this. Share this. And let your representatives know. Let them know that you do not agree with the notion. Let them know that the science does not back the need for vaccine passports. Let them know that this entire... Every decision they made, and this is so important, folks, every decision they've made at every level has been wrong, proven wrong, demonstrably, by science. Okay? We did a story last month. I think it was last month. Might have been earlier this month. We did a story about how the CDC revealed that face masks and restaurant lockdowns, they were able to mitigate COVID cases by under 2%. So they demolished buildings businesses, I should say. They kept people locked down. They caused increases in clinical depression, drug overdoses, suicides, crimes, murders. All these things went up so that they could keep cases down by 2% for a disease that has an extremely high recovery rate. They messed up, and they're messing up again with this. If that alone, if their decision-making in the past doesn't convince you that this is a bad decision, and not just convince you, but help you convince others, then they're lost. They're already lost. The people that, if they can't see this, because it's plain as day, if they can't see it, they're lost. Move on. Tell other people. Step two, we must protest. We must protest. We must protest. That means going to, and I'm not talking about, oh my gosh, he said protest. That means Capitol riots. It bugs me that, you know, there's a lot of bad that's come from the Capitol riots. A lot of bad press, a lot of bad narratives, a lot of bad, you know, people died. Okay, there was bad stuff that happened. But one of the worst things, one of, not the worst, but one of the worst things that happens is that now all of a sudden protesting at city, state, you know, city councils, state capitals, the U.S. Capitol, that's no longer allowed. We got to figure out a way to protest because they need to be made aware. And they need to be made aware not just through emails and phone calls and faxes, tweets. They need to be made aware in person. They need to know that we're serious, that we are adamantly against these vaccine passports. Number three, lawsuits. Get ready, okay? If you're a lawyer, if you know a lawyer, if you've ever heard of a lawyer, get ready. We need to sue the heck out of whoever pushes this, whether it's out of the Biden administration, out of, you know, they might go through DHS, okay? They might go through obviously, they were talking about going through Health and Human Services. Might go through the states, go through the cities. There's 50 different angles they could take this to push vaccine passports. And we need to be prepared to stop these in court. We must. That's arguably the best stuff that we've got. And that doesn't need to wait. That this isn't something where we try to reverse it later. We need to stop it now, which means we need to start being ready to sue whoever. Not when it's passed, but when it's proposed. Not when, you know, you say, how could you stop it when it's proposed? I don't want to get into the legalities here. Be ready. This is the point I'm trying to make. Number four, civil disobedience. We need to be prepared. Businesses and individuals need to be prepared to just say no. There's nothing. Nothing they can do without a gun to make me or my family get vaccinated. I mean, they will have to strap me down. Knock me out. They're not going to be able to dangle, oh, you can't get your access to your money if you don't have the passport. I don't know if they'll do that. They might. Oh, you can't order groceries through Instacart. You can't go through, you know, DoorDash. You're blacklisted on DoorDash now because you didn't show your passport when they dropped the food off. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but we have to be prepared to take this all the way to stop this from happening. Because again, I said this in the last segment, if we don't stop it here, this is just the beginning. It won't just be vaccine mandates. It won't just be vaccine passports. We will have signaled to Washington, D.C., to the deep state, to the swamp, to state and local tyrants, we will have signaled to them that we are okay with totalitarianism. So go ahead and bring it on. We're just sheep. Just herd us wherever you need us. We have to be prepared because step five, okay, step five is the one in the my civil disobedience, non-compliant, you know, hierarchy of activities. Step five is civil war. I always say we got to focus on steps one through four so we can avoid step five. We do not want step five. I'm not one of those that goes out, oh, we got to, you know, civil war. It's time to rise up. I know that a lot of people are. And I would say that the vast majority of those people who aren't familiar with or aware of the realities of war. Should never want war. That's not to say that you shouldn't be prepared for a war. It's not to say that if you're forced into one that you shouldn't fight. Of course you should. but we shouldn't push for it. It shouldn't be our go-to. That should be the last resort. I need another coffee. This week, we've already got, I think, 4 or 5 interviews scheduled. Obviously, we're doing more of these shows. Please help get the word out. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever, Pandora, not Spotify, they banned us. Find us on Locals, FFN, Freedom First Network, okay? FFN.locals.com. Find our channel on Rumble, Brideon, BitChute. Find us on Gab, Parler, MeWe, Telegram. We've got a great Telegram. Go to NOQReport.com. You can find us on Telegram. And I post stuff there very, very rarely. You know, I hate the Telegram ding, you know, on my computer. So I respect the fact I'm not going to post 3, 4, 5 things a day. I mind there's weeks where I don't post 3, 4, 5 things a week. If it's super important, I post it. If it's breaking, I post it. I'll go days without posting anything because there's just, you know, I mean, if I don't get to it at a point where people need to hear it, you know, if I'm not bringing in something new or valuable, I'm just not going to post it. Telegram to me is intended to post the important stuff, not just everything. If I want to just post whatever, I'll go to Twitter. Let them ban me. Let them ban me. Special Mike, as always, to our special Mike. Special thanks, as always, to the two Mikes. The special Mikes. The two special Mikes. Special thanks to them. And, of course, my lovely, brilliant, talented, and totally patriotic co-host and wife, Tammy. Lord willing, we will be back very, very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.
In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.